Now is my time.
Jason and John guests are here on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Touchdown, swerving and I lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I'm flooded.
Antonio Gibson is the newest member of the Washington Redskins, early third round pick by the Redskins, Memphis Tiger product, and he joins us now. Hey, Antonio, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Man, congratulations on the weekend. Just take us into the process, man. Who were you watching it with? Were you at the house? Where were you? Where'd you watch the draft?
I went home back to Georgia. My mom, my sister, my girl, and a couple friends.
Gotcha. So going into this, what was your approach? Obviously, the very productive year that you had at Memphis last season, the new heights you took the program to, winning the AAC championship. What were your expectations? Did you have any? Where were you on the draft?
On the draft, I didn't really have any. You know, coming like my story, you know, coming from that first year, I'm in my junior year there, not doing much, not being talked about. Nobody asking about me getting looked at for the next year's draft. But, you know, I just took in my mindset that whole year, like you said, with the accomplishments we had and us coming on top, I was like, well, you know, I got a chance to get drafted now. So, like, I really don't care where I go. You know, I made an opportunity out of nothing. So now it's just time to go to work.
How much had you talked to the Redskins beforehand, AG, and were they one of the teams you thought might take you, or did you think it might be somebody else?
I had no clue that the Redskins were going to pick me. I had a meeting with them just like I did everybody else.
Yep.
So, I mean, my options were all out there. Like, I had no clue to, like, which team I would go to.
And then what's Coach Rivera told you in terms of how they want to use you?
Basically, I was thought up in the running back room. You know, I would be used around. But, you know, basically the same way. Wherever they need me at, that's where I'm going to go.
We are, of course, talking to Antonio Gibson, former Memphis Tiger, got drafted by the Washington Redskins in the third round of the NFL draft. In terms of, you know, the year at Memphis, you look around, you got drafted, Dustin Woodard got drafted, Chris Claybrooks got drafted. This was a great draft for the University of Memphis program. How proud were you to see, you know, your guys get drafted? And you know, again, you guys continue to help put Memphis on the map.
We accomplished a lot this year, so I feel like a lot of people deserved it. There's still some out there that I wish would have got drafted. I feel like they deserved it. They put in the work, and you know, but you know, I feel like we still had a good draft class, and you know, we had a lot of undrafted free agencies that I know who are gonna work their way to a spot for sure. And, but you know, I feel like we did good there. And, you know, that's just another year of accomplishment that'll put more people in a position to you know, make their dreams come true.
Well, I got to ask you, AG, you touched on it, but to take me back, and that junior season, after you come off just two touchdowns, I think you had six receptions the whole season, and then you come out, obviously you come back as a senior, and you absolutely break out. You got 13 touchdowns, you're all over the field. And I imagine a great many folks have been in your position before. What was Memphis telling you during that part? What was your confidence level in terms of, man, yeah, it'll get better for me as a senior? Like, those times, take us through it a little bit.
It was tough. You know, you got people in your ear telling you to transfer. Mm-hmm. The coach need to do this. You need to do that and things like that. But, you know, I talked to a couple people and I just started blocking it out because obviously it was something I wasn't doing right or wasn't doing enough of. So, you know, I just put a chip on my shoulder and I went to work that offseason. I told myself whatever opportunity I got, I was going to make the best of it. And that's what I did. Yeah.
We are, of course, talking to Antonio Gibson, newest member of the Washington Redskins, Memphis Tiger product. Let's go back for a minute, Antonio, to JUCO. Memphis recruited you from East Central Community College there in Decatur, Mississippi. What was your recruiting process like? What do you remember about it? How was it, and what ended up leading you to Memphis?
It went good. My first year there, I want to say I was top two receiver in the nation. Or in my league or something like that. My second year there was the same thing. I started getting offers around that summer after that first year. My first offer was West Virginia. I just take my top three, but my top three were going to be West Virginia, Mississippi State, or Memphis. And unlike any other school, Memphis just stayed on me. Coach Norvell and
coach Dan Lanning. You know, they stayed on me every day, checking to see if I was all right, making sure my family was all right, making sure classes were going well. And I felt like that was them just, you know, telling me that they really wanted me, and they showed me, you know, showed me some love. And when I went on a visit, they showed me and my family love. So I ended up coming to Memphis.
Yo, Henderson, Pollard, yo, Miller, the year before, it feels like the fraternity is growing, Antonio.
Definitely. You know, those are some big-time names you just called off, some big-time playmakers. But, you know, the list just keep going. You know, next year I can name some guys that's going to make it for sure if they put up the numbers they need to. But, you know, it's just going to keep going and going.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of those guys? And I'm sure the advice that, I mean, in terms of advice and what they tell you?
I talked to Anthony, like, during the season. I remember it was a home game he came to. He was just telling me, you, like, you put your name on the map, you know what I'm saying? He's just like, keep working, and you're gonna get what you deserve. I've been talking to Tony a little bit more throughout the process, just asking him how it goes and things like that, because I went to the Senior Bowl, so I had questions about that.
Yep.
And you know how things go along with all the process and stuff. So, yeah, they've been reaching out, and, you know, they reply, and I appreciate them for that.
So your new head coach, by the way, no pressure, he compared you to a bigger version of Christian McCaffrey. What do you make of that comparison?
I love it. Christian McCaffrey, elite running back to me. I feel like an elite running back, you know, can do it all, run, receive, block, you know, everything around the field. And that's what I feel like I could do. You know, that's also something I want to do, especially coming from a receiver background. I want to catch the ball, and I feel like I could do that at running back, especially where the league is going towards nowadays with running back.
No doubt. So, obviously, like, if this was a typical year, you know, you'd have a date where you knew you'd have to report to, you know, rookie minicamp, and then you'd obviously you'd have training camp, and you'd have all these different things to get ready for. But we live in a strange society, and everything is crazy. What's your understanding of, like, what's next for you? Are they just giving you workouts to do at home? Like, what's the deal, you know, in terms of the next steps for you?
Just staying focused. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have meetings soon. I'm getting used to everybody, you know, getting to meet everybody, you know, seeing how things run. So I'm pretty sure that's what's next, but we haven't really talked much about that.
Adrian Peterson, I mean, you're going to be with one of the – I think he's got one more year on his contract. You talk about learning from one of the greats.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be major right there. I grew up watching him. You know, I seen a little clip where he said – where he was speaking good about me. And
yep.
I was crazy. I was like, man, that's AP.
Hall of Famer, brother. Hall of Famer, and you're right next to him. Who's the – you touched on this, Antonio, but who's the next one? Not to put pressure on guys, but I know you know those guys better than anybody. Who is the next one over at Memphis? Who are the guys that you're passing the torch to that could be in your shoes next year?
That could be in my shoes next year. Of course, Kenny Gainwell. You know, he's all over the field already. Running back, receiver. I'm pretty sure they'll probably put him on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
You got Coxie, a dominant receiver. I don't feel like he's getting enough love right now with you know, with the returning class. But he always put his names on the map when the season comes around. And another guy is Pop Williams. You know, he got injured last year, and I just know he's going to dominate on the offense and definitely in the special teams side of the ball.
Hey, man, a couple more things before we get you out of here, AG. Ryan Silverfield's the guy now. I know you know him well. He's obviously been in the program as long as you have. How confident are you in his ability to lead the program and keep the momentum going?
Good. Everybody, you know, voted for him to be the next head coach. So, you know, he has love there. That shows a lot from the team that we wanted him, and he got the job. So, you know, I feel like the respect is still going to be there for him for the head coach position. And he's a great guy. He shows that he cares, and he's also a good coach as well. So I feel like he's just going to continue to dominate.
No doubt. Hey, are you a big Madden guy?
Yes, sir.
So are you like okay? Obviously, you're going to have rookie ratings. I mean, have you thought about a number? Like, what's a rating Antonio Gibson will be happy with from Madden? I guess it'll be 2021.
I actually got to talk to the Madden people at the NFL Combine.
Okay.
You know, and they said it was all off production of what you're doing in the league.
Okay.
You know, I kind of figured like I'm gonna have to get some years to get the rating I want. But I feel like to start off, you know, like a 70, you know, starting out average, you know, a lot of people be wanting high expectations, but you know, I feel like you got to prove yourself, and I do that everywhere I go. So
no doubt,
I don't mind, you know, having to prove myself to get my rating up.
Speed 99 though, right off top,
gotta be
at least 93.
Okay. Okay.
394.
That's humble right there, AG. Yeah, that's
Tyreek Hill got a 99, so I'm not gonna put myself in the 99 category.
Okay. See, that's humility right there. You gotta love it. Hey man, Antonio, congratulations.
Congrats,
on the weekend, man. It's gonna be a great fit for you. We look forward to watching you, man. Thanks for the time.
No problem.
Yes, sir. He is Antonio Gibson. You gotta love that from the Rook, right? I mean, after that combine performance, it'd have been easy to say 99 off top, no doubt. 93, 94. He'll take that for a speed rating.
You can't. What he put it in perspective. I mean, you can't give him Tyreek Hill already at 99 on the speed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Felt good for him. And the other thing you feel good about, and you saw it from coming out of Florida State, was Mike Norvell still saying how good it was to see his guys. Remember his guys drafted. He was tweeting over the weekend as these guys went. Clay Brooks too, Woodard too, but Antonio Gibson, Norvell down from Florida State was shouting him out. It's a perfect spot for him. You know, they got, you know, Darius Geis as well, but he's been injury prone. You know, that young running back who they had hoped would kind of take it over. And you got Peterson for one more year. So in terms of the situation, you got to love it for Antonio Gibson.
No doubt.
And he's probably got a leg up on both those guys already in terms of the hands out of the backfield.
Yeah. No,
seriously.
Peterson's
always been kind of been one of his weaknesses.
Yeah,
never been a strength.
Yep.
With Geis, again, who's been injury prone, you know, he doesn't have the hands that a Gibson has. Just take you back to that SMU game where he's just all over the field doing, you know, special teams, all of that. He is in a good spot, and it sounds like Rivera plans to use him quite a bit when you're comparing him to Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, I mean, that's high praise for sure. The skill set's there. You know, you're exactly right. I mean, it's exciting. You get a kid, you get a talent like that in the third round. You can put. I mean, he's gonna play special teams. He's gonna line up in the slot. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gonna return punts. You know, you can line him up in the backfield. I mean, it's almost like the NFL is going the way of the NBA in a way where it's like becoming increasingly positionless. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, like your offensive line, your defensive line, they're not going to line up at wide receiver. But, like, increasingly you're seeing this your interjection of if you play in the slot, you'll line up in the backfield. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you'll see sometimes even guys will play, you know, quarterback in trick play situations. So it just feels like we're shifting towards that new, you know, the Tyreek Hills of the world. Like, everybody's trying to recreate what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. And you look at their offense – a lot of those guys can do a bunch of different things. Like, they can run Tyreek Hill, not in the backfield, but a lot of reverse stuff. You know, their NFL teams are looking for the speedsters who can run and catch, not just be great wide receivers, but also, you know, mix some stuff up too, you know, on the ground. So
never forget that 386 all-purpose yards, caught a touchdown pass, rushed for a touchdown, and then had the kickoff return for a touchdown, set the school record. We'll never forget that game, or, you know, those ABC, that ABC's crew screaming about how talented this young man is. And you got to feel good about the situation he's in. So good player getting to a good situation. Got to feel good for Antonio Gibson.
Yeah. So thanks to AG for joining us on the show.
Memphis is listening now more than ever to 92.9 on AM, on FM, on the radio.com app, and on smart speakers by saying play 92.9 ESPN.
Thanks to Dan at Hidden Saves Corporation, Ron at Mays Courier Services, and Merritt at Tennessee Shakespeare Company for listening to 92.9.
Let us know where you're listening. Tweet us. Get us on Facebook or Instagram. Use the hashtag #StayConnected 92.9 ESPN.